If you have your Bibles with you this morning, I invite you to turn with me to Psalm 136. Psalm 136. And we're going to do something a little bit different this morning. This is a psalm that you'll see is a responsive psalm. It could have been that it was antiphonal singing, having a choir on this side of the room and a choir on the other side. One choir singing the first part of the verse, and then the other choir responding. If you would, take one of the pew Bibles, or if you have an NIV, if you would read the response at the end of each sentence as I read through this psalm, if you would do the responsive part of that. Let us hear God's word for our hearts this morning. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Give thanks to the Lord, to the God of gods. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. To Him who alone does great wonders. Who by His understanding made the heavens. Who spread out the earth upon the waters. Who made the great lights. The sun to govern the day. The moon and stars to govern the night. To Him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt. And brought Israel out from among them. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm. To Him who divided the Red Sea asunder. And brought Israel through it, through the midst of it. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. To Him who led His people through the desert. Who struck down great kings and killed mighty kings. Shion, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and gave their land as an inheritance, an inheritance to His servant Israel. To the one who remembered us in our low estate and freed us from our enemies and who gives food to every creature. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His love endures forever. And from the Gospel of John, the 7th chapter, beginning to read with verse 37 and reading through verse 38. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." May God bless this reading and this hearing of His holy word. Let us look to God in just a moment of prayer together. Heavenly Father, we do come today praying that You would meet us in this place, that You would strengthen us through Your word and by this sacrament of grace. Lord, forgive the sins of the one who teaches, for they're many, and point us to Jesus Christ and Him crucified. For we pray in His precious name. Amen. Several years ago, I was having lunch with a friend here in Marks, and I asked him, "How you doing?" "Fine," he said. "Really?" I said, "Yeah." And then I asked, "How you doing spiritually?" "Spiritually, not so good. I'm dry. It's as though I knew, and now I really don't. It's as though I was certain, and now it's kind of an indifferent matter. It's as though conviction has changed into indifference. where I once thirsted after God's word. I don't have that thirst anymore. Spiritually, he said, I guess you could describe me, I'm just dry spiritually. Then he asked me this question, don't you think that everyone at some time in their life goes through something like this? And I answered him, yeah, I do believe that every one of us at some point in some circumstance in our lives find ourselves at a place of spiritual dryness. What do you do when you have that spiritual dryness, he asks. It's a good question. All of us know what it is to feel a dryness, a thirst in this type of weather particularly. Let me share with you some sentences from Max Lucado. He says, stop drinking and see what happens. Coherent thoughts vanish. Skin grows clammy. Vital organs wrinkle. Your eyes need fluid to cry. Your mouth needs moisture to swallow. Your glands need sweat to keep your body cool. Your cells need blood to carry them through your joints. Your joints need fluid to lubricate them. Your body needs water the same way a tire needs air. In fact, he says, your maker wired you to thirst, a low fluid indicator for our lives. Let that fluid grow low and watch the signals flare. Dry mouth, thick tongue, achy head, knees weak, and deprive your body of the necessary fluid, and your body will tell you. And then he goes on to write about spiritual dryness. He says this, you deprive your soul of spiritual water, and your soul will tell you. Dehydrated hearts send desperate messages. Snoring tempers, waves of worry, growling mastodons of guilt and fear. You think God wants us to live with such hopelessness and sleeplessness and loneliness and resentment and irritability and insecurity? He writes, these are all warning indicators, symptoms of a dryness deep within us. And he goes on to write, perhaps you've never seen them as such. Maybe you thought of them as bumps along the highway of the journey of life. Anxiety, you assume, runs in your genes just like the color of your eyes. Some people have bad ankles, others high cholesterol or receding hairlines. But you fret. And moodiness, he writes, everyone has gloomy days, sad Saturdays. Aren't such emotions inevitable? Absolutely. But unquenchable? No way. View the pains of your heart, not the struggles to endure, but as an inner thirst to slake, proof that something within you has started to shrivel. My friend asked, and that's the end of that quote, but my friend asked, how do you deal with spiritual dryness? And today we're going to talk about it for just a few minutes as we come especially to the Lord's table today. You thirsted, and you drank it. And you thirsted again, and because it tasted good, you went and you got it again. That's why they pay so much for these beautiful commercial jingles. And that's why they advertise it over and over again. You know what it is when I say it's the real thing, even though that's not the motto of the jingle now. If you've looked at Coca-Cola, it has changed to share with a friend. And if you notice, and I had not noticed this till I saw it in a cooler at a place that I was buying some water this week, that it has names on it. Share this with a friend. Connecting with someone. You like the lunch. You liked the price. You liked the service you got. And then the jingle goes off in your mind. It's the real thing. I'm loving it. And you know what that is. That's, of course, McDonald's. It's all over the place. Or you remember back in high school, and I asked Jack if this was correct in my memory this morning, but Miss Helen Burkett was my senior English teacher. And she was also a childhood friend and a friend throughout her life with Harper Lee growing up in Monroeville. But the thing that she would get us to repeat over and over again is the verb to be cannot take a direct object. The verb to be cannot take a direct object. I still remember those times sitting in my desk saying that over and over again. Do you realize that in 1 month, football season will begin with August football practices? And on that first day, they're not going to come and explain the whole new offensive system that they may be having or defensive system. They're going to go back to the basics and they're going to repeat. How do you block? How do you tackle? How does a quarterback move his feet? And on, it'll be the basics, but it'll be going over it day after day throughout the football season. Why is it that we as Christians forget the importance of repetition in our lives? In the psalm that we've read this morning, there's repetition. In fact, if you missed it, the 26 verses, and all 26 verses have the response, His love endures forever. Why? Because they needed God's love. Why? Because they didn't think it was obtainable many times. Why? Because they knew what they'd done. Why? Because they were dry and discouraged. And perhaps even that psalm was sung during the Feast of the Tabernacle. Where do you find the water for our soul? It's an October day in Jerusalem, and the people have packed the streets in Jerusalem. They've come for the Feast of the Tabernacles. They were celebrating God giving water to the Israelites in the desert. During their leading through the leadership of Moses. Every day, the priest would go down and take water from the spring of Gishon. He would take it up to the temple, put it on the altar. 7 days. And on the seventh day, he would take 7 vials of water or 7 pitchers of water and pour it on. Maybe it was on that day. Maybe it was on that day that Jesus stood before that crowd as they were celebrating God giving water to them in the wilderness. And Jesus shouted with a loud voice, "If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. For he who believes in me, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water." Folks, you've come this morning. You've believed, some of you, all of your life. Some of you, somewhere along the way, God turned you around and you believed and you drank of Christ and you accepted Him and His life-giving death for you. Maybe you're here today and you feel like, spiritually, I'm kind of dry or I'm frozen. I can barely feel that trickle of the streams of living water that Jesus talks about in this. Folks, before us is set the table of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a visible portrait of the message of the refrain. His love endures forever. You know, Jesus knew our tendency to forget. And He gives us this meal as a reminder. And He says, remember, every time you do this, remember His love endures forever. Remember that Jesus died for you, that Jesus' body was broken for you, that His blood was shed for you. Where are you this morning? Are you spiritually dry? This is a place to come and to be refreshed, to be renewed. It's a place for every one of us to come and to experience His grace in a new and a fresh way. As we come to the table, let us pray together. Lord, we come thirsty this morning. We come to drink, to receive. Lord, we've received Your work on the cross and Your resurrection. Lord, we know that our sins are pardoned and our death is defeated. Lord, we pray that we would receive Your energy, that empowered by Your Holy Spirit, that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Lord, we receive Your Lordship. We do belong to You. Nothing comes to us that hasn't passed through You. Lord, with the Israelites of old, we receive Your love, knowing that nothing can separate us from You. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We pray that God's Spirit would be with us as we come to the Lord's table. It's hymn number 297, our prayer of commitment. 297. And let's stand as we sing together. Thank you. You may be seated. Hear the invitation of Christ to this table. Beloved in the Lord, hear the gracious words that Christ speaks to us. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly, and you shall find rest unto your souls. I am the bread of life, and he that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Blessed are those who do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Christ invites us to the table. He is the host at this table. Not myself, not the elders. It is Christ Himself who invites us to come and to fellowship with Him. And to remember that He loves us and walks with us through this life. As we come to the table, hear the words of the institution as they're delivered by the Apostle Paul. I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to His disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when they had supped, He took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for the sins of many. Drink ye all of it. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death until He comes." We do it over and over and over to remind us that His love does indeed endure forever. As a minister of Christ's church, I take this bread, and as Christ took the bread, before He broke it, He gave thanks to the Father. Let us bow as we give thanks to the Father. Father, we do thank You for this holy meal as a reminder that Your love does endure forever, as a reminder that from the heights of heaven You sent Your Son, Jesus Christ, willingly to die for our sins, to be raised again for our justification, even now to intercede for us and to promise His coming again. Lord, we pray that You would take these elements and that You would change them from their common use to a holy use in mystery, that in them, by faith, we may feed upon the Lord Jesus Christ and that our souls and our thirst may be satisfied. Lord, we pray these things in the name of Jesus, who loved us and gave himself for us. Amen. On the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples. As one ministering in his name, I take this loaf and break it and say to you, this is the body of Christ broken for you. Do this in remembrance of him. And if you would retain the elements till all have been served, that we might partake of the Lord's Supper together. The Lord Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall in no wise be cast out. Behold, great love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. And that is what we are. The body of Christ broken for you. Do this in remembrance of him. When they had finished supper, Christ held a cup before them and said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink all of you of it. Again, as we partake of the Lord's Supper, let us hold the elements till all have been served. Jesus said, if any man is thirsty, let him come unto me and drink. For out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his one and only Son, that he might give his life in atonement for our sins. John writes, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. The blood of Christ shed for your sins, drink ye all of it. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that in this holy meal you have come and met with us, that we have tasted of your grace in a new way. May we go forth from this place strengthened, renewed, ready to live in the power of the Holy Spirit, experiencing those rivers of living water running through our lives, knowing that we are loved beyond all measure. For we pray this prayer in your holy name. Amen. The scriptures tell us that when they had finished translating the Passover meal into the Lord's Supper, that is, they were going to the Mount of Olives, to the Garden of Gethsemane, they sang a psalm. Now, the prayer that we're going to pray as we sing is for our nation. We are celebrating a national holiday on Wednesday. We are citizens of God's kingdom, but we're citizens of this kingdom as well, of this nation. Let's close our service as we sing together, pray together, hymn number 421, God Bless Our Native Land. Would you stand? Now may grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit be with each of you this week and this day until Jesus comes again, even forevermore. Amen.